I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, we're coming up on the third annual Gold Rush in West Virginia, a time when the rivers run with gold, metaphorically speaking, of course. I'll tell you more about it coming up in a moment. For a third year, the West Virginia Gold Rush will feature the stocking of 50,000 pounds of golden rainbow trout in West Virginia waters. Time to coincide with spring break, aimed at encouraging kids and adults alike to do a little fishing. Jim Hedrick, head of hatchery programs at the DNR, came up with the idea and says this year they've actually extended it into a full week with two weekends, beginning March 27th.
We ended it to an extra Saturday there, hopefully to give people a little more opportunity, especially those that would be going to school or work, but it looks like that's not going to be a problem this time.
Yeah, at least for the time being. Unfortunately, everybody's been out of school, and it's unclear if that's going to continue. At any rate, a stream is the perfect spot to keep social distances. Hedrick says they want to encourage families to do some fishing.
You know, originally, the purpose of the Gold Rush was really to create a family-type fishing event. Hopefully get kids and families out, you know, with an opportunity to catch one of these fish. The golden trout has always seemed to be a little more finicky when you speak to anglers, been a little bit harder to catch. Many of our anglers, not only younger anglers, but also many of our older anglers have never had an opportunity or has never caught a golden trout. So we thought a program like this would be good just to give them the opportunity to do that, because it is a West Virginia a fish, you know, developed here in the state.
About 60 waters are going to be stocked, including several impoundments at state parks around West Virginia. Now, like Hedrick said, the story of the West Virginia golden trout is one of discovery from the 1960s at the state's Petersburg trout hatchery.
One individual that they seen had some golden coloration on it. It wasn't all golden. And they kept that fish. The hatchery staff kind of took a liking to it, and they kept that fish, and it was a female. And when they spawned it, they just spawned it with a regular rainbow. They didn't have anything else. They didn't have another golden fish to spawn with. And lo and behold, several hundred of that offspring came out gold, and they continued to reproduce the golden trout with itself. Continuing to get golden trout every time.
Now, if you or your kids catch a golden trout, you are encouraged to share a picture on social media with the hashtag WVGoldRush. Hopefully, we'll see lots of those. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.